Blog Talk Radio.
So who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? From the girl next toy or the boy down the block, we're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Just Jill. Welcome in. It's Free for All Friday, live on the air. Sexy Friday. What's the symbol in your socks? What knocks your socks off? What blows your mind? We've got nothing but time to talk about whatever subject you want to bring up. So thanks for being with me today on this Friday. It is Free for All Friday, and I'm glad you're with me. There's so much going on in the world around us every single day. But oh my God, was I really late for work on a free-for-all Friday? Don't sweat. You're in charge today. What do you? Wanot. W-N-A-T. Not want, but wanot. What do you want it? What do you want it to talk about? Burr under your saddle or the burr in the weather. From politics to religion, we can talk about it on the air today. That's sexy, right? I do realize that, golly, people are learning that the media is as corrupt as they thought it was all along. The media is so corrupt that it caused me to wake myself in the middle of the night on the Saturday before the elections. It would have been Sunday morning, actually. Before the elections in 2012. Woke myself because I was crying. And it was because of a corrupt media. A media that wasn't interested in what I had to say, even though my Rodney, my puppet, was as cool as anybody else's puppet, and he had a mind of his own that he wanted to share. But the media could slow me down and not let the cameraman or the reporter interview me. Wow. It's so good to see all this stuff coming out in a big way, because a man with lots of money could be his own man and go out there and do what he wanted to do. And it was a change for America. It was like, oh my gosh, this guy, I don't care who he is, he's different than the politicians who hold us back. Now, what about religion? Does it really set us free, or does it set us up for having a better life after we die? And what will people do to get that better life after they die? Maim each other? Go drink wine and tasteless wafers? You see, I was raised in the church, and I was taught what to believe. But in my heart, from the time I was little, before the religion was put in me, I knew all I wanted to do was go ahead and try something. I wasn't a no-try little kid. No-tries come when people tell me don't do it right on the first try. How do you know they didn't do it right? Oh, my God, I was late to work today. Can you believe it? You know, I used to have a bumper sticker that never got put on a vehicle. Instead, it was on my desk at work for years. I worked for a company for about 11 and a half, almost 12 years. Closer to 12 than 11 and a half, actually. Because my boss at the time made me come into work to get my severance pay. Talk about ridiculous. Talk about coercion. No way should a company ever be able to do that. But that was the scoundrel that took over after the man who was one of the original founders of the company retired. After I sold the last big oil field and the company was going down, the guy that got to take over who thought he was cock of the walk, still probably does, used coercion to get the geologist and myself to come in and do things for the company after we had been laid off. So our severance package that we were told we got after the boss left got hooks put in it by somebody who cheated us out of our time to be looking for work. You see, I'm sick of the people that ride on the efforts of other people that are of value when we could all be of value. I think it's so exciting when I think about how beautiful life really is. And I get excited when I think about how when someone simply decides to change their mentality, their philosophy in life, to walk away from anti-life, from anything that would hold back a human being, anything, I mean anything, anti-life, and decides to adopt a pro-life, meaning anything that would make life better. I'm not just talking about pro-life as in an unborn child. I'm not going to touch that one. I'm not. It's not ours to touch. It has nothing to do with politics. But they've made it that, to control the people. You've always divided the population by the pro-life stance. And yet it's always going to be a personal choice of the lady who's pregnant, who will deal with her choice, whatever her choice is, when she becomes pregnant. Men don't know how it feels. They have no right to be part of any decision. Talk about free, that's right. No one should have a right to use that as a bargaining chip for election. But it's happened time after time after time, when really all we need is set free. That's sexy. Freedom. All children, we're going towards becoming something more, not less. Oh my God, give me a break, you no-try adults. You weren't that when you were kids. You were trying anything and everything to understand. Oh, you had a curious nature. Ooh, sizzle, shine. It felt so good. We made our own happiness, didn't we, in our play. You grow up and you want to play with someone. Really? What'd you do to be of value today? Can you tell me? What do you do in your spare time? Let me find out. I am so working on my next project. Whoa. Sizzle, sexy, shine, yes. Everyone wants accepted. And guys, you feel your emotions through us girls because we express our emotions. And so you get to feel our happiness. And you like to feel somewhere else too. I get that. But it's one of the most destructive forces in your life, guys. You know what the greatest force is? Your life force. You're pro-life for you. For you, for what makes you feel good. And if it makes you feel good, I'm not talking about just going there, okay? Doing something that makes you feel good, right, just so, is an incredible thing. And the more you do it, guess what? The better you feel. And guess what? The better you feel, the more the woman feels you feeling good. And she might want to feel you too. You got to be the driven little boy that you were before. It had nothing to do with sex. It had to do everything with your curiosity within nature, of your nature, to learn something new. So don't come home, either one of you, male, female, and bitch about your work. Go out and figure out where the money's made in the company you work for and get after it. Get the best paying job. Take over the responsibilities to get the best pay. Don't hang out down at the bottom. Don't be a bottom feeder because you don't get to feed yourself very well. Oh, my, I'm on a roll today. You know, it is Free for All Friday, and if you want to speak up, you've got to write. It's your microphone on Free for All Friday today. Don't sweat. You're in charge today. What do you want to, what do you not? W-N-A-T, it's new spelling. It has to do with speed of time, getting something done, realizing that the time has flown by, even though I was awake before, 3 hours before the show. I'm on projects, man, project after project, elevating, coordinating, and integrating the next fun thing I want to do that I can put my curious nature into. What are you doing? Can I help you with that? You know I can, and I do. I apologize. I owe a return phone call to a lady who called in. I was looking forward to me helping her. And so I've got to go back through my notes, make a note today. I have to prioritize it, which I don't like to have to do. Prioritizing doesn't mean I'm getting as much done as I could. But there are those little things called an insta-act where if something slips through the crack, you can throw it in. Yep. Crackhead. Yeah, that's the best. It's being used when something slips through the cracks. It requires us to use our potential. I appreciate that you're here with me today. You know, it's sad that we do have crackheads, the people that are so unhappy because we've formed a system around politics and religion that only exists because we do business, because we work, because we create values. They wouldn't even survive because we're these amazing conscious beings who can think long and hard enough about what we want and get it. And guys, it's amazing to watch you try so hard to get into a girl. It's really pretty funny. It's almost comical. And I hate to say that because I know how much it means to you, but more and more of us ladies are awake to our own possibility now. We understand we're equal in the brain department if we use them in harmony, the creative right side and the logical left. You've got it. We got it. We got it going, baby. Sexy. We got it going. There's no battle of the sexes. There's not. Here's the battle. If one person isn't being of enough value and they're causing someone else to carry a load, then they're a burden on the other person's life. And when there's a burden on someone's life, you feel it and you ain't feeling it. So I'm going there today. I'm sharing this with you. If you want someone in your life, you've got to become of greater value to yourself first so they notice that. And then every day they can go, wow, baby, I love what you did today. But if you're controlling them somehow in any single way, trying to think for them or writing off of what they do, you're not going to get the respect that you're craving. You're not going to get to feel the feelings you want to feel. You're not going to have the happiness that you can get from creating your own project and doing it. I look at people that have some things figured out, but they still think they got a couple up in their business life. No, you don't. And if you are coupled up, let's say you're both real estate investors, you both keep investing in real estate on your own, double income. Understand? If you both become reliant on each other, you're splitting hairs and you're not doubling your income. I think maybe some people are beginning to understand this. You each do every responsibility that you did when you came together, and you don't look to the other one to make your life better. If one falls behind temporarily, you can look at the value that that person is and say, okay, I'll tell you what, you don't have a job right now, and I have to carry the house payment. So we're going to figure out something that you can do to work off this extra burden on me. so that you feel good and I feel good. So I need some extra help with this because that's just the way it is. And here's some responsibilities that you could take on, and we'll figure out the value of them and the pay for them, the performance pay, and you'll feel good because you're still contributing, honey. A person could do that. I love relationship. I love looking at how you find the value in the person that you chose. Ladies, you do the choosing, or guys, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. And I'm going to share so much with the people down in Tampa, Florida. Getting out of the cold weather that's about to come right now, make your plan. You just had a payday. Spend $125. You got one coming up the 1st of December? Give yourself the best Christmas present and the happiest New Year you'll ever have. Come play with us down in Florida in the warmer weather. Yeah. And watch this stuff pass away. The reliance upon another person. The having to be the external authority in somebody else's life goes away because you begin to realize just how special you are. And then others have this potential too, and you become less forceful on the others because you begin to have so much fun playing with yourself. No, I'm not going to teach you to do that down there. Get your mind out of the gutter. I'm going to teach you to become incredibly happy by making a few changes in your life. Small changes that I learned from a brilliant businessman and an author. By learning them, I know what it did to my life. And I have exhilaration for life every day. I wake up because I want to wake up. I get up because I want to get up. I'm driven by thoughts and projects that will make me happier at the end of my day than I was the day before. Can you imagine a life like that? It's very simple, and I can teach it. And I know a lot of people don't like to read books. I understand that. And so they never read these books to the level that they could and try the tools that work. And so they're stuck in a mysticism, a belief that they can't be better tomorrow than they were today, that they're the same person tomorrow that they were today. They're stuck in that belief. And I can help you get out of it. So if you want to be with me in Tampa, for only $125, it starts on a Friday, concludes on a Sunday. $125, that's it. You'll be amazed at the value you're going to get. And you never know who you might meet. You just don't know what you don't know, unless you come. So if you want to register, you can go online to gobeyond.club, G-O, B as in boy, E, Y for yes, O, N, D as in dog, or do, try, gobeyond.club, C-L-U-B, be part of the club. Be part of the ones that are going to be ready for a president who understands business, who hasn't made his life being a lawyer, creating laws, rules, and regulations against the people. There's a paradigm shift that's happened. It doesn't mean that I believe in Donald Trump or that I even supported him. I'm not going to say anything. Because, you see, there's all kinds of crap going down because people can't keep some things personal. It doesn't matter who I voted for or even if I voted. It doesn't matter. Because what matters to me is what I do every day that makes me feel good, gives me happy feelings. It's going to be of value to me and to somebody else. And I do it, and I keep doing it. I'm always getting it. I'm a happy lady. Sexy Friday, it is. There are people worried about the weather. Well, you know what? I made sure I put in a few extra groceries. I'm going to freeze my fanny off on Saturday. Because it's going to be like 29 degrees. That's why I'm not having my third annual New Year's Eve party in St. Louis this year. I'm going to Tampa, Florida. And I hope you'll join me. Again, go to gobeyond.club. sign up. It's only $125. It's the first thing you'll see there when you go to shop. Go shopping. Shop for yourself. Give yourself the best present you ever have had. You know, there's buses all over Florida. I realize this is a long state. I get that. It's not very wide. If you're not very wide and far from Tampa, you should come in. I used to drive and would go down to meet people 4 hours away when I learned about this kind of stuff because I wanted to learn more. I wanted to see if the people really existed. I wanted to know if it was real. I wanted to meet with the people that I thought might know more, and then I found out there were people that thought they did know more, but they maybe didn't know more because they hadn't read the books to the level that I read them. And because I read them to the level that I read them, I can teach them at a level that I can teach. And because I use them, I can mentor people. If I hadn't tried them, I'd be a no-try. And I don't want anybody to be a no-try because they hate to read. I don't want that. You know what? Who really liked to read when you were told what you had to read? Hello, I know you get that, don't you? Sexy Friday. See, your mind is firing away on both chambers right now. You saw a picture of you. Maybe you did. I hope you did. Maybe you saw yourself in a classroom. Maybe you saw a teacher you couldn't stand. Good. It shows your creative mind still can make pictures. Nice. And the logical side of you said, that was ridiculous. They were putting me in a trap following. And I'm a leader. That's right, you're a leader. You're a leader because you're a conscious being. You were born that. There's no separation between our species except male and female. That's for a good reason. But it isn't the only reason. It's not just for procreation. And you know what? Just because the guy is bigger and stronger, we women can learn to take care of ourselves too. You got this awesome double barrel brain. I love to watch you fire away. I like to cause you to think more deeply. I wish you'd tell more of your friends about me. I hope you come to meet me. I'd like to meet you too. I see you out there. I watch you. I see you. I see what you're doing. I see so many people out there doing amen right now. What's that, to cause a bigger rift between the Christians and the other religions? What's it about? Is it just like a little cycle of repetition right now? Amen, amen. I see it everywhere. Amen, amen. What? I don't get it. I had a little talk with one of my friends about that. I said, considering that my goal, and if that's not your goal, it's okay. I told him that. I let him know that before I got started. My goal is to unite all the people worldwide to believing in themselves instead of believing that someone else knows more for them. Instead of holding old beliefs that don't serve them, adopting a new belief in the power of their consciousness, this curiosity that we all possess to have a better life. So my goal is to unite everyone. And so if I have to push something that I believe on someone else, may it simply be that I tell them that I believe in the power that you possess like I do. I don't believe in converting someone through politics or religion. I just don't believe in it because those are belief systems we adopted because somebody put us into it or we were at a tough time in our life and we were searching for something more. And so we joined something. I read some books because I was looking. I was a searcher. I was a seeker. I was trying to figure out life. Because I was still curious about it. I'd had some successes. I had been a business lady. I'd had a 30-year career. I had two beautiful sons. I wanted two boys 2 years apart, and I got them. Thank you to my ex-husband. I can so be grateful for that. He was very patient. He would have loved to have had a lot of children. He was patient. We were married 5 years. The career that I was part of, it was a slow time in the industry. And I said to him, all right, I think it's one of the best times for us to go ahead and have our children. They were both planned. And they're wonderful. And I didn't try to push my belief system. When my oldest asked me if he could quit going to Sunday school because his grandma was no longer there anymore. He knew the value of going was that love and the happiness he had when he was around her. And he knew all the other stuff was stuff that had been put into him. But he was a brilliant little mind. He was extremely brilliant. They all are. It's only when we shut them down, like when they come up to you in your bed and they wake you up, tapping you to wake you up because they want to count higher, you don't say, go back to bed. You just woke me up. You say, okay, honey. And you lie there and you let them go ahead and wake you up counting to feel the joy that they just got from going beyond. My GoBeyond.club is based upon this wonderful power that we each possess. It isn't about politics or religion. And people out there pushing their beliefs on others is part of the problem today. But I love it because I'm watching this collapse happen. I'm watching the chaos of people trying to push somebody else's agenda on them. And I just watch a man somehow just overtake a country. He ain't handsome. No, he's really not, okay? But he does have a smile. You know why he's got a smile? Because he's creating things of value. You know why he's got a hot wife, a sexy wife? Because he's creating something of value, and he believes in her too. He believes in what she offers to him. We'll see how long it lasts, right? I hope it's forever. He's taught his children about business, and they can feel good too. Do you know that everyone could learn how to become a business and life would change? Oh my God, most people are late to work. It's Friday. Right? Who cares? It's work. It's not fun. It's a burden. It doesn't hardly pay the bills. But we could evolve an entire nation so quickly. Our heads would spin and we'd go, why did we ever live like that? Why did we ever dread going to work? There was money at work. I just never knew how to get it. I did it. I knew the job I wanted. I knew why I wanted it. I had to find the right company to get it. I went through hurdles, stupid. I didn't know what I was really going for because I didn't have anyone in my family that was in that business that I wanted to get into. And I went through several jobs to find the company that had it. I started putting my feelers out to my friends, telling them that I was looking for a job and what I was looking for. And I mentioned to one lady, Carol, I'm always grateful to you. She doesn't have any idea how grateful I really am to her for giving me a 30-year career, something I wanted to do. She didn't give it to me, but she looked out when I told her what I was looking for. She was a friend. And she said, guess what? We have those kind of jobs in the company I work for. It's like, whoa, okay, great. I had studied accounting. She knew that. They had an accounting job open up. I got my foot in the door, and I found a way to get to the job I wanted. I can teach it because I did it, but I didn't have the tools that I have now to make it easier, and I can help you. Oh, my God, don't worry about being late to work. Change your attitude. Get a new philosophy. Believe in yourself because you can. Free for all Friday. I didn't get a hand up. I'm sorry. It's a one. I think your phone tells you that when you call in. But if you want to talk next Friday, please do. Go ahead, take the microphone. My voice is going. Oh, no. I love having fun. And I do hope you join me in Tampa. But it's not all I'm about. Because you can listen to me and begin to think differently. You can listen to me and go out and play some more. I'm not some big guru. I do have tools that will make it easier. Only because I followed this author. And then I met people that were in this society, and I realized they didn't know as much as I knew, and they weren't my authority, so I didn't have to follow them. I kept on going. So just keep going, letting your beliefs sink in, feeling better about life every day because you can. Yep, you, everyday people make the world go round. We're about to find out what's going on because there's major shifts energetically everywhere with our planet and people. It's going to be the greatest time ever. I'm right.